It's May 19th, 2021. This is Taking the Temperature of the NRHA. I'm your host, Bruce Krentz, checking in with people around the region, north and south, east and west, taking their temperature to see what's going on. Why don't we start at HQ with the boss, CEO, Helga Bryant, and see what she's thinking about today.
Hi there, Helga. It's Bruce calling. How are you today?
I'm good, Bruce. How are you? It's good to hear from you again.
You know, I'm great. I'm looking forward to the long weekend. And although it's going to be a little bit different than it's been, I'm still looking to May long and hoping that maybe not too far in the future, our restrictions loosen a little bit.
I've actually been giving that a lot of thought. You know, we're all, you know, hepped up to increase our vaccination rates and everybody's keen to do that. And we can do kids 12 plus now even. You know, when I think about the long weekend coming up and all the restrictions that we've had for months and months and months now, I really believe that it is the increased vaccinations that will get us out of this. And I think if we can flip this, instead of thinking about the restrictions that are hampering us, look at the vaccine as the bright light that can result in reduced restrictions. So if we think about the reward at the end of this, it is high vaccination rate equals a reduction of restrictions. And it's just kind of been that picture in my mind that has given me some pause.
There's finally a light at the end of the tunnel and a way forward. So I'm super excited about that too.
And then, you know, we're in a very different situation in the north. I mean, the southern part of the province, I mean, we know critical care is in a huge bed crunch, staffing crunch in Winnipeg and in Brandon. Our numbers are not nearly as high anymore in the north as they were. We're part of the provincial solution. We're part of any provincial strategy. And I see that our role as the Northern Health Region in supporting the whole province is threefold. Firstly, back to the vaccines and getting those vaccine rates up. Secondly, it's keeping COVID positive patients within our own region and within our own hospitals as much as we possibly can. Let's prevent them from going to Winnipeg if we can possibly do that. And thirdly, if people have to go to Winnipeg, we need to bring them back home as quickly as possible so that Winnipeg has room for other sicker patients. So I really see that three-legged solution is our part in this. And I guess just one more thing, Bruce, before I let you go. You know, it was Nursing Week last week, and this week the Northern Health Region is celebrating Allied Health Week. So my congratulations and my thanks to every nurse and every allied health professional in the region for the role that they are playing during this pandemic.
Absolutely. I couldn't echo that more. Thanks for talking to me today, Helga. I really appreciate it.
Thanks very much, Bruce. Bye for now.
Helga mentioned Allied Health Week. I bet Cherie Murray, Regional Manager of Allied Health Services, could give me the skinny on that.
Hello, Cherie. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, Bruce. How about you?
I'm great. It's Allied Health Week. What exactly is Allied Health?
Well, Allied Health are important members of our healthcare team. It consists of a variety of different professions, such as social work, occupational therapy, physiotherapy, audiology, speech, pharmacy, and dietitians, EMS, and diagnostics. But I don't know a lot about all of those disciplines. I mainly focus and support OT, PT, speech, audiology, and social work.
It is such a wide variety of people in our healthcare system and so important that as the pandemic hit, a lot of those roles changed. How's it been for you guys sort of on the front line in the last year or so?
It's been tough, and I think it's been tough for all of us. There's been lots of change to our service provision. I think the biggest thing is that due to restrictions, we've had to maybe close down some of our outpatient clinics, and that reduction has really been hard on some of our therapists because they're very compassionate and they're very worried about their clients and how they're doing in the communities.
Has there been any chance to do some virtual stuff? Are we doing telephone calls? Honestly, how's it been that way? Is it working?
You know, it's working. It's better than nothing. It's something that we've had to get very creative with. It's not something that we were used to. I think that it may become maybe the new norm. It does allow us to really reach out, especially to some of our outlying communities that have had restrictions for flying in. It gives us an opportunity to still provide them with service, hopefully making a difference in their day.
Love it. Leave us with one little gem. Is there one thing that you think is going to stick with us even after the pandemic that makes our service better that we kind of learned through this experience?
I think is that we're all in this together, and in order to get through it, we have to be flexible, adaptable, and compassionate.
Beautiful. And that's really what Allied Health is all about. It's often after your acute event is over, that's when you start to access some of these services and when we really start to appreciate them. I think that's what I learned. Is that fair for me to say?
Very fair.
Let's talk again soon.
Thanks for reaching out and acknowledging Allied Health Week.
No one has a crystal ball, and really the best thing we can do is try to look at the numbers and make some educated guesses on when Cherie and her team and the rest of us might get back to normal. No better person to do that than Medical Officer of Health, our Inside the Numbers guy, Dr. Mike Isaac. I think I'll get him on the horn.
Hey Mike, it's Bruce calling. How are you doing today?
Good, Bruce. Good to hear from you. How are you?
Looking forward to the long weekend. And as we head into the long weekend, it got me thinking about what's going on with the numbers and what's going on with just the COVID stuff all through the province right now.
Yeah. The numbers, a lot of people obviously keeping an eye on the numbers, and I can give you some ballpark trends, you know, where we're at. Obviously, southern Manitoba, south of 53, we've seen our COVID numbers go up. We've seen our test positivity go up south of 53. As well as hospitalizations and ICU numbers, and those continue to trend up. Not a good situation concerning numbers. I think some silver lining, it looks like maybe we're starting to level off a little bit in some of the test positivity in Winnipeg, and Winnipeg in particular has been driving a lot of the epidemiology. So their numbers are maybe just starting to level off now, which is good. But unfortunately, some other regions we've seen increasing cases. So for us in the north, we've seen our numbers come down, but we continue to have pockets and we have outbreaks. So, you know, we have outbreaks in daycares and churches and workplaces throughout northern Manitoba. And so, you know, we continue to kind of message around the public health restrictions, stay home, really just go out if you need essential items, limit your contacts. We really need to stick with that. I think we started to see some impact now on vaccinations in the north, you know, cautious optimism, I think we're starting to see. And so we've seen our test positivity rate come down. We don't have a lot of hospitalizations and ICU admissions for northerners right now, which is great. You know, part of that is vaccines. I think part of that is we have a lot of people who are following the advice, and the restrictions that we have in place. So there are some good things going on, even though we continue to have COVID. So, you know, it's a bit of a dual messaging. We do have some optimism, but we can't let up yet. We still have a bit longer to go. And we really are hoping and aiming for having a great summer with fewer restrictions.
What's your gut? I know we're following the restrictions. Are we going to have a less of a third wave than maybe what we've seen in Winnipeg and Southern? Or should we be bracing ourselves? I know I'm putting you on the spot a bit.
Yeah. Hard to say. It's a really tough question to answer. The optimistic side of my brain is really hoping that our vaccine uptake, which is quite good, we're a bit of ahead of the rest of the province, that will allow us to miss a third wave. You know, but I think for such a big region like us, it's very community dependent as well. So we do have communities with outbreaks. And so it could go both ways at this point. I think it would be foolish to say that we wouldn't see another wave go across the north. But I think right now, overall, looking at the whole region, things are looking good. And we really need people to get vaccinated and again, get back to having a good summer with fewer restrictions in place.
Even if there is a wave, it washes through here before July.
Yeah. We'll see what we can do on the timing.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Mike, great talking to you.
Likewise, Bruce. Have a good one.
All this taking temperatures is making me a little hungry. I think I'll saunter down to the cafeteria for a snack. And while I'm there, I'll check in with Estelita Diano, see where her and her coworkers are at on vaccines.
Have you got your vaccine?
Yeah, I got it like around March.
Okay.
Yeah. At first, like, I'm kind of scared because I don't know what's going to happen, right? But since the result, it's, you know, the feedback is good, so why not, right? And, I mean, it's for protection, so, yeah.
And did you feel all right after it was over? Did you have any side effects? Was there any worries, stress?
Like, I'm kind of worried at first because some of my coworkers, they feel like, they didn't go to work the next day because they felt something. But for me, like, I'm good. Like, I don't feel anything at all. Like, yeah, didn't feel anything. Just, like, nothing. Yeah.
It's good. And are you booked for your second one yet?
I'm checking my email, see if they email me back. Because when I went there, they said, oh, we'll email you for your next. I'm hoping soon.
Soon, yeah. I think the seconds are starting to come in June, so that'll be good. And sometimes when I'm down here getting my morning snack, eggs and veggies every day, I hear you speaking another language. What language is that?
The one is, since I'm from the Philippines, I'm speaking a different language, which is Tagalog. Because I think in our department, like, I'm the first one. We're like four of us, Tagalog. Yeah. And then I told them that, don't be afraid. It's you know, it's okay. Like, see, look at me.
You're still here. You're still alive.
I'm still here. I'm still alive. So, yeah. And then later on, I think last 2 weeks, like, all of us, so we had our first shot. So we're also waiting for their second. So
good. And everybody's feeling okay?
So far, no side effect or whatsoever.
Yeah. And it didn't take you too much convincing to get them to go?
Oh, no.
They were excited about it?
They're excited because they wanted to go home. No, because, we can't go home without... It's hard in our country to, you know, have that vaccine. Yeah. So, yeah.
So that's part
of... it's a privilege, yeah.
And that's part of the reason people wanted to, so you could eventually travel home again.
Yeah,
that totally makes sense.
Yes.
Wowie, thanks so much for talking to me.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Let me take your temperature on the spur of the moment. See, it wasn't so bad.
Yeah.
That's my list for today on Taking the Temperature of the NRHA. I'm your host, Bruce Krentz. Thanks for joining me. Thanks, too, to Helga, Cherie, Mike, and Estelita. Stay safe, everyone, and remind your friends to get their vaccines. It's our only way out.